USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump gets out his veto pen for the first time in his presidency Friday.
To defend the safety and security of all Americans, I will be signing and issuing a formal veto of this reckless resolution, and that's what it was.
Facebook and YouTube have removed the video of a terrorist walking into a mosque and opening fire. Facebook officials say police alerted them to the video on their platform shortly after the live stream started, and they quickly removed it. President of the Security Studies Group, Jim Hansen, on this terrorist attack.
It's horrific. It's hard to even imagine the mentality that decides I want to not just slaughter a bunch of people because of my obscene beliefs, but I want to broadcast that to the world in the hopes of creating a race war, which was his avowed goal. And I think it's horrific.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
Hi, I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Erickson. I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
The party's over for some Louisiana taxpayers who got refunds twice as large as they expected. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes explains.
The state of Louisiana accidentally paid double refunds to 66,000 taxpayers, totaling $26 million. Louisiana's Division of Administration discovering the mistake a few days ago, now trying to get the extra money back. Most of the refunds were sent by direct deposit, and the state's now contacting banks to try to reverse those overpayments, but that's complicated. Louisiana's telling people who got double refunds not to spend the money. If they do, they're going to have to pay it back. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Social media may be responsible for increased mental health issues among teenagers. A new report found that the amount of U.S. teens and young adults who experienced mental distress, depression, and suicidal thoughts or actions rose significantly over the past 10 years. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Recapping one of our top stories, mosques around the country have beefed up security after the terror attack in New Zealand. U.S. Ambassador to New Zealand, Scott Brown.
This peaceful country, as you noted, is shocked, certainly came out of left field earlier today on a Friday, and it's now Saturday morning at 1:17 a.m. And, more to follow tomorrow. Obviously, they caught the guy, one of the guys. Maybe there's more. They're going to do the deep dive as we would do back home. And, we'll see what happens tomorrow.
Regarding New Zealand's actions after this terrorist attack, Brown tells Fox News.
They've always been very diligent and vigilant on their terror. Even though they have a natural border, the ocean, they still know that there are a lot of things happening here, whether it's ISIS or human drug and child trafficking. So they're on it. They work very hard at it. As a Five Eyes partner, they certainly have the ability to do it and do it well. And I've been very impressed with the response, the quick response of the police force and the Prime Minister's team. So there's more to follow, obviously, tomorrow, and we'll learn more about who this person was and what made him and or them tick.
Millions of Irish Americans and the Irish at heart are getting ready to celebrate St. Patrick's Day this Sunday. There's some big parades even being planned, including the nation's oldest in New York City, where more than 1 million spectators will line the streets. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.